So the Gemara speaks about in kategor nasa senegal. One of the reasons why Chachamim disqualified the shayfer coming from a parah, it evokes the zikurin of the cheta egel, which is something negative. We don't want to relate to that on Rosh Hashanah. A kategor, a prosecutor, cannot become a senegal defense counsel, be used for zikurin l'toiva on Rosh Hashanah by way of the shayfer. Now, it's interesting that Rabbi Avraham Nahar, one of the Rishonim, he says that this concept only applies to a Kohen Gadol. You see, a Kohen Gadol is really a reenactment of Aaron HaKohen, who was a Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol. Therefore, he says, when a Kohen Gadol wears Big Day Zav, Lifnai Lifnim, that presents a concern because he represents Aaron HaKohen, who was a Kohen Gadol, and therefore, Aaron HaKohen, who created the eagle, is sort of manifested in this Kohen Gadol as well, and therefore we have a problem because it arouses the zikurin of the eagle. Ein kategor nasas haneger. But otherwise, if it wouldn't be a Kohen Gadol involved, this concern wouldn't apply. So it's interesting that the Gemara applies this concern of ein kategor to a fellow blowing the shofar, and we say, kivadil zikurin hu kilifnim dami. And as a din of Lefnai Lefnim, according to Rabbi Avraham Nahar, it's not just Lefnim, it's more than that. He's actually like a Kohen Gadol, Lefnai Lefnim. So it's good for the Baal Takeh to know that when he blows a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he is acting like a Kohen Gadol, bringing the Zikaron Yisrael to Hashem, like a Kohen Gadol doing Avodah Lefnai Lefnim. And that's why there's a concern of Ein Kategor Nasas Haneger. Now, there's an interesting kasha presented by the Re'im. He says like this. Rashi brings, on the pasuk Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bokar, Hashem tells Aaron HaKohen to bring an egel. Rashi says it's Lechapra Al Masa Egel. Furthermore, we have a medrash which says that the Zohav that we find in the Mishkan will come along and be Mechapra on the Zohav used to make the egel. What do you mean? You're taking a par, an egel, to be Mechapra on the egel? You're taking Zohav to be Mechapra on the egel? Enka Tegu Nasa San Egel. And Farsham answer like this. It doesn't apply in that case where you're actually using something to directly address the Chet Egel. You're taking an Egel ben Bakr, giving it to Aaron HaKohen, be mechaper on the Chet Egel. Put the Zohav in the Migdash to be mechaper on the Egel. That was directly addressing the Chet Egel. There's no concern of Ein Kategor. That's what it's coming to do. To solve the Chet Egel, to be mechaper on the Egel. As opposed to our cases, where you're not doing it l'shem to be mechaper on the eagle. You're doing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Kaimitz is shofar. Now, if it appears like it's related to the eagle, that's the problem. Kohen Gadol is walking into the Kodesh HaKodeshim with Big Day Zav. He's not trying to atone for the eagle. He's bringing other kaparis and karbanis. So in that case, if he appears like he's resembling the eagle, then we have a problem with Ein Kategor Nasas Haneger. Again, as opposed to a carbon which was specifically geared to be mechaper for the eagle. Then we say, Adarab, he's coming to be mechaper on the eagle. And therefore there's no concern. And it's interesting, kasha, because here we say, don't use the paras shofar in kategor nasas haneger. And on the base we say, the shofar in the Migdash at least, was metzupa zav, coated with gold, gold, in kategor nasas haneger. Two terutzim the Mepharshim bring. Firstly, the outside of the shofar was slightly gold-plated. There's no coil going through the zav. Right? It's a little bit of a plating on the outside. It's bottled to the shofar. It's not the essence of the shofar which produces that sound. And therefore, there's no concern of Ein Kategor Nasas Haneger. Interesting that Rabbi Kiviega brings like this. Although some say that one should refrain from wearing gold during Tfilos and Yom Kippur, but it doesn't apply to women. He says why? Because women were not guilty of participating in the Egel. They weren't mishtatif in the Masa Egel. In fact, that's why they got a special Yom Tov. Medrash bring Hashem gave them the Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov specifically for Nashim. They refrained from Malacha because they did not participate in the Chet Egel. And therefore, they got a special Yom Tov. So he says, Nashim have no concern of wearing gold on Yom Kippur, but men should refrain. And what's the concern here? Where's the lefnim? Lefnai lefnim? I mean, you're just davening. Said Beis Halevi, interestingly enough, he says, Beis Halevi says that tefillas ke lefnai lefnim, when you stand up and daven to Hashem, it's as though you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In fact, there's a Mishnah in Brachis. One can't figure out which way to daven. So it says, Yishbe machavan liboy k'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The point of davening is that your tefillah travels to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where we have the gateway up to Shemayim. So every tefillah really relates to the concept of lefnai lefnim, to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, the concern of kategen asnega would apply by tefillah on Yom Kippur as well.